Germs, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to this 4th of July weekend, the end of it, Sunday. I hope everybody had a good, safe time yesterday. Our Independence Day, it was interesting. We went out in the front yard last night to listen and watch fireworks that were going on all around us. One big show pretty near the house, and we could hear the one all the way over to Fair Park going on. Carmen, our big dog, was letting us know she was concerned. She was trying to be very protective. Tater, little dog, he was cowering. He didn't like it at all. Sharp sounds really bother him, and the fireworks got to him, but they lived through it. Carmen protected us, and Tater stayed out of the way. So hope everybody had a good, safe time, and appreciate what the holiday was all about. Our telephone number to be with me on this call-in talk show and discuss gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever is on your mind, good things that are happening, reports about anything that you've run into, any questions that you have about gardening. We're going to be talking about in Howard's garden, what's going on at our place a little bit. It's time for that second major fertilization of the year. We'll talk about that a little bit. And anything on your mind, just give us a buzz. Telephone number, only one number from anywhere in the world. It's 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT. D-I-R-T 3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. Victor is just a terrific company. I'm very proud to get to tell you about them. They're over in Mount Pleasant, Texas. That's where the manufacturing facility is. They distribute primarily to farm and feed stores across the country. And some people have contacted us, obviously, about where the products are available. The easiest thing to do is go to their website, which is victordogfood.com, V-I-C-T-O-R. V-I-C-T-O-R, victordogfood.com. And there's information there. There's a page that gives you all the information about where the products, and there's a lot of them that they have, are available. But here's the big thing. No wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products. And there are no chemical preservatives. BHT, BHA, ethoxyquin, all that are common preservatives in dog's food. And you need to look dog and cat food, all kind of pet food. If you aren't sure whether yours has it or not, look at the label. It'll be on the label. And if that stuff's on the label, don't buy that product anymore. Get something as clean as the Victor product. Their website is good. Also, their Facebook is good. A lot of great animals on there. By the way, I'll talk about this a little bit more in the tip portion of the show, but we put something on Facebook. It's really cool. I was looking for a nice photograph representing the 4th, and I found a great shot of a dog with the American flag in the background, and it's an organization, a nonprofit organization called NEEDS, National Education for Assistance Dog Services, and it's a great one. It's a nonprofit. They primarily have dogs that are for disabled people, and especially for vets, not veterinarians, but vets from our services. And it's a good one. It was a great shot and a great website, so take a look at that. In Howard's garden, we're going to talk about it a little bit, and then we'll get to the line. So go ahead and jump on here. I'm not going to be a long time with that. But we are in that window now for the second major fertilization of the year, dry fertilizer, if you use dry fertilizer. Some people don't. Some people just use the liquids, things like Garrett juice and compost tea and liquid seaweed and liquid fish and all those kind of things. Garrett juice is a mixture of all the various liquids that we recommend that we've found through a lot of trial and error and a lot of research through the years to be the most effective and the most cost effective, as well as effective at plant growth. The thing that Garrett Juice does more than anything that I continue to be amazed about, I just had a little case at home. We had a little bitty bougainvillea that had been forgotten about and put over to the side through the winter. Just hadn't been watered or anything. A small container, less than a gallon clay pot. And I started, pulled it out, started watering it. It just kind of weakly leafed out again. And it was looking pretty decent. And I fed it a couple of times pretty strongly with the Garrett Juice Pro. And it's coming into full bloom again. So it's one of the things that the Garrett Juice mixture does. Garrett Juice, if you're new to that term, is liquids, and it's a mixture of compost tea or liquid humate, either one. The liquid humate is used in the commercial versions of Garrett Juice because it's just more consistent. And there may be something to it that's even better than compost tea, because compost tea can be terrific. It can be wonderful if you make it yourself or buy it, either one. But the thing about compost tea is it varies all over the map depending on what your basic ingredients were to start with and then how you did the brewing, whether you just did an extract, just had the juice created from the compost, or if you actually fermented it and composted it for a while, adding other ingredients, primarily molasses, whether you aerated it or not, makes a big difference in how much biological activity is created in the compost tea. Now, if you haven't done compost tea, or if you're interested in doing it, or just want to learn more about it, we got plenty of information on the website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the big button there at the top that says library. And in the library, everything is in alphabetical order. Go then to compost tea, and you can see real simple ways to do it and make it yourself at home. Buying commercial compost tea is a little tricky because some people know how to preserve the microbes in a sealed container, and some people don't. The company or companies that do are actually putting the microbes, beneficial bacteria, and mycorrhizal fungus in one of the commercial Garrett Juice products. The one that's called Garrett Juice Pro actually has the microbes in the product. There's a lot of people out there that you'll run into. You do research on it, and there's people that will say it can't be done. You can't keep the microbes alive in a sealed container on the shelf and keep it from blowing up, exploding, you know, expanding and popping the top and making a big mess. But it can be done. It was discovered by one of my co-authors, Michael Amaranthus, and he has been working with mycorrhizal fungus for a long time, and he figured out how to do it, and it is in the product, and all you have to do to learn about it is to give it a try. On the other hand, formula's there for you. It's the compost tea or liquid humate, and then a little bit, if you're talking about making a gallon, it's a cup of the first ingredient, compost tea or liquid humate, and then an ounce of each of the other ingredients, which include molasses, liquid seaweed, and apple cider vinegar. Now, you can put liquid fish in it, too. Don't use fish emulsion. It's a bad product. It's made with chemicals, and it's the guts and the waste of fish. Use fish, whole ground fish products, which will be under the name fish hydrolysate. Fish hydrolysate is a wonderful product. It does have a little odor, but nothing compared to the fish emulsion products that are on the market. So go with the liquid fish. I'll work in the fertilization in a little bit more detail because I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines here when we come back from this break. But basically put out an organic fertilizer at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, if you've been doing it for a while, you can do two things. You can drop down to 10 to 15 pounds per 1,000 square feet, or you can skip this next fertilization. Depends on how your plants are looking. with all the rain we've had, there is a certain amount, with this huge amount of rain, those of you that are in the areas that have had the huge rain, I would probably do the second dry fertilization, even if you haven't in the past. A lot of the organic gardeners get to the point where the soil is healthy enough and the plants are healthy enough that they only fertilize with a dry fertilizer once a year. This year, I think you need to do at least, for those of you, especially in the really, really rainy areas, need to do at least two. If you're just starting, if you're just getting into what we're talking about, three a year. And I'll talk about it a little bit more, and we'll go to the phones when I come back. Howard Garrett, it's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I told you about Victor Pet Foods being the sponsor of the first hour and supporting what we're doing here in a lot of ways, but I forgot to tell you about something else, and one of them is not good because we need some help with something here. Our dogs down at the SPCA from previous weeks, Chewy, Zoe, Adrian, and Sparks are all still waiting for their permanent home, so those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, let's ease on down to the SPCA west of downtown Dallas down there, 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-30 and Hampton Road. Hours are noon to 6, 7 days a week. And check out those dogs that we've told you about before. Their pictures are all on our website on DirtDoctor.com under the SPCA button. This week, we've got another one that needs some help, and it's an interesting one. RuPaul, which is an interesting name, a two-year-old female blue heeler beagle mix. And she is, it says here, very sweet, a little love bug with a beautiful brindle coat. Still working on her manners, but she's learned to sit, very obedient and a quick learner. You can teach her some more tricks easily. She loves daily walks and is great already on a leash, loves to give out kisses, and thinks she's a lap dog, so she's a cuddler as well. Cutie, check out RuPaul this week and also the other dogs that we need to help down at the SPCA. See what else I forgot to do before we go to the phones. And we've got open lines for you, and you can jump right on here, 866-444-3478. The only other thing I'll get back to in a minute is a little bit more on the fertilization, both the dry and the liquid. Oh, I know what I was going to say. For those of you that are new listeners, in addition to the things that we do recommend, which I've started going into basically about the fertilizers and all, what we don't recommend are synthetic fertilizers. High nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, the blue-green soluble things like Miracle-Gro, we don't recommend. The weed and feed fertilizers are terrible, terrible things. None of us recommend those products, and unfortunately, they continue to be sold. We highly advise you to stop using Roundup. We think it's a horrible product in a whole lot of ways. And the details are on our website in the library and everything there. And 2,4-D products are just about as bad, especially when they're mixed together, which they are starting to be in commercial products out there. And by the way, the latest newsletter, we put out a free newsletter on a weekly basis. The latest one, and it may still be going out, it goes out in, over a period of time, but what it is, we went back in the past to a feature we used to do that was called the Poison of the Week, where we covered various toxic materials, fertilizers, pest control products, household products, and various kinds of things. Went back and gathered all that stuff up, put it in alphabetical order, made sure the links were all good for you, added a few things, and it is what the current newsletter is. If you don't get the newsletter, you can see it in the archives on dirtdoctor.com. But if you want to join up, it's free. The newsletter's free. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it on a regular basis. But if you've never heard anybody say that Roundup is really bad, or MSMA is really bad, or 7 is really bad, or Miracle-Gro is not a good fertilizer, not recommended by us, the details are there for you in that newsletter. Links to the data and more detailed information about all of that stuff. So check it out. Check out our newsletter. Bob in Montague County first up today. Hello, Bob.
Good morning. Hello?
Yes, sir. Good morning. What's up?
Well, I got an erosion problem. I got an old dirt road that goes across the back of my place, and it cuts down into a deep intermittent drainage, and, of course, with the rains, it eroded out real bad. I'm getting a skid steer in here to get it smoothed out so I can pass on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering about planting something in it, and it's heavily shaded, deep cuts on both sides, or down and deep, so that it doesn't get a lot of sun, and it's sandy, clay-looking stuff. Thinking about a tall fescue or something, would that have any chance of setting down roots?
Well, fescue could help you if it were a different time of the year. It'd be a terrible time to plant it right now, Bob.
Okay.
That's a cool season grass. If you still need to cover up some bare areas by the time September rolls around, late September is the time to put down any kind of a fescue. And some of the tall fescues are pretty tough. They tend to be, well, they don't tend to be, they are cool season grasses. And so you can definitely get them germinating and growing in a hurry if you plant them this fall. And they'll go through the winter without any trouble. But then you're going to have trouble when it gets really hot next summer. Excuse me. And the and they may have to be replanted, so you can put out a little bit more seed each year. Some of the golf course superintendents put it out fescue in the rough where it's too shady. But the other plant that you need to look at, and if you can hold on, I'll finish this when we come back so we can talk about it in a little more detail. But if I lose you for whatever reason, it's called inland, like inland, inland sea oats. And it'll do great in the shade. It's a wonderful erosion protection. We'll talk more when I come back, okay? Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Bob over in Montague County about some plants that would do well in an erosion area that's shady. Have you ever tried the inland sea oats before, Bob?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, there's two ways to plant them. You can find somebody that has a stand of them, you can divide them out of an existing stand. So easy, it's unreal. I mean, you literally can just rip them out of the ground, plant them in the new place, and they'll do fine. If you dig them out so they have a little bit of crown left, obviously that's better. Some of the nurseries, in fact, probably quite a few, sell the inland sea oats as a transplant. You can buy the plant in 4-inch or gallon containers, and that's the way to start it. And I would probably recommend in some of the worst areas that you do that, put in some actual plants, and then overall put out seed. And the seed can be purchased from any of the companies that that sell native seed. You can probably do a quick web search and find some people. I know there are at least two or three folks that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in the North Texas area, that
I've got some catalogs of that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, there's some actual places, the actual stores that are in North Texas that do seed too, and some more down in the Hill Country down near Fredericksburg, down in that area. And
could this be used in conjunction with the Curlex mats? Are you familiar with those?
It could, but it's a It's a little bit tough. Some of those mats are pretty thick, and some of the seed have a little bit of trouble getting started. You might try using that in some of the areas where the slopes are the worst and where the erosion is the worst, and then leave some of the areas completely bare, roughed up, so the seed gets good soil-seed contact and gets down in the little crevices that you've created by roughing up the surface. In other words, not just have it smooth and glazed because the seed can wash away. Plus, the seed are more accessible to wildlife eating the seed, too. So that's what I would look at is inland sea oats and doing some seed and some transplants as well. And then if you still have some bare areas in the fall, go with the tall fescue, some of the real tough fescues, and help cover up the bare areas that are left at that time.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Sean and Hazlitt next up. Hello, Sean.
Morning, Howard.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question about Texas sage. I planted some, and I converted my flower bed to kind of a xeriscape, low water top flower bed, and I chose a Texas sage to put in there. When I did it, I was a little concerned about the amount of sunlight because they get evening shade, and I knew that I might be pushing my luck with it. I would say that they lose the sun at about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And they don't seem to be doing real well. And I know they haven't been, you know, they've only been in the ground a few months, but they really are struggling. And I'm wondering if that's it. Now, I do know that, you know, we got a lot of rain. That period of rain may have waterlogged them also when we got rain every day for whatever period of time it was. But
I think the rain is the culprit, Sean. As much rain as we had, it would have been tough on the existing stands, you know, hardened off plants. And new plants, it was tough on them. So I think a half a day of sunlight is doable with Texas sage, Senecia, but I don't think it's the ideal situation. Ideal situation would be in hot blazing sun all day long, which you probably already know. So what you're going to have to do to adapt the plants to it, assuming that they make it through what they've gone through here, is to really cut back on the watering even more than you would have if they were in full sun.
Do you have any other, let's say these don't work out, and I suspect they might not at this point. You got any other recommendations for something that would give that type of look in a xeriscape setting?
Well, that size, that's going to be a little bit tough. I tell you what I would tell you to look at. Oh, I've got an alarm going off. Let's see if I can turn that off real quick. What I would look at would be the native evergreen shrub. And it's got a downside that I'll tell you about, but there's a native evergreen that's called the Agarita. I'm trying to blank on the name of it. Agarita is evergreen. It has beautiful yellow flowers in the spring, and then those are followed by red berries, small red berries about the size of yaupon berries that are delicious. They're edible and really good. The only negative about it, there's two negatives. One's minor and the other's fairly major. The minor negative is it's real slow growing. Now, long term, that can be a benefit, you know, in a xeriscape garden, because you don't have to be trimming things back a lot and all that. You don't want things that are growing real fast. But the other one that a lot of people consider, and I do too, and I've taken some out of some areas of my garden where I had to get in quite a bit, because it is a well-armed plant. The leaves will tear you up. They're really, really sharp spines on the leaves. But it's a good-looking plant. It's a native. It's a Texas native. It can grow in sun or shade. And so it could take that half a day situation really, really well. Other one for just some color that's pretty foolproof that would probably take that situation okay. It'd be a totally different character, but you might want to take a look at it. A couple of them, actually. One is Esperanza, gold leaf Esperanza. again, it would be the happiest in full sun, but a half a day of sun, it would do well. And you can get it in yellow flowers or a kind of a golden color flower, and some even have a little red and yellow in the flowers. The original plant was a native to Texas. And what else? Not a native from Asia, a plant that can take that situation, bloom all summer for you, and be the size that you're looking for, would be one of the dwarf abelias. You know, the regular abelia gets 8 or 10 feet tall, but the dwarf ones, some of them are kind of cascading, and others are kind of mid growers, and I think that that's one that adapts to a xeriscape situation and behaves itself quite well, even though it's not a native plant.
Howard, I appreciate it, man. That'll give them, I'm acquainted with the Esperanza for sure. The Agarita, I'm going to have to look at.
But, yeah, look at our website. We've got good pictures on dirtdoctor.com and also in my plant books.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. And an open line now at 866-444-3478. Dale is in Waco and next up. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
Well, didn't do a spring garden this year. Kind of sad about that, but the rain and everything just didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, kind of. I'm not into it as much as I normally am, too, for the exact same reason.
Well, my question is, I've done fall gardens in the past. Usually I've concentrated on cool weather crops like lettuce and spinach and turnips and that sort of thing. But I would really like to give a shot at the nursery. Still got some pretty decent sized tomato transplants, and I'd like to do some peas from seed. And I was even thinking maybe try and give okra a shot. Am I dreaming?
No, I think okra being planted right now would be fine. You know, okra, when you plant it when you're supposed to, or earlier in the year when everybody recommends it, it gets 14 feet tall, or it can, you know, 10 or 14 feet tall. If you plant now, it's going to start producing pretty quickly, grow quickly, start producing pretty quickly, and won't get to that huge size so much. I think that's a good idea.
You think I could still get some tomatoes in before? I know the days get shorter, and should I do it now?
Yeah, I think you plant some transplants right now, and you'll be great. I think that's perfect, and I'd plant some transplants of peppers if you can find some nice ones too. I wouldn't try to start them from seed now, but planting the transplants would be fine. You can still do a lot of the summer stuff. I mean, there's still time to do squash of all kinds. It may be you may have a little bit of a timing problem to get the winter squash to start producing now, but it'd be probably worth a try, especially if you could find some transplants. But yeah,
I'd probably just do yellow crookneck squash.
No, that'd be fine. Be fine, no problem at all there.
But I should jump on it now.
Oh yeah, get it going. This is perfect timing.
All right, let me ask you this. My asparagus, again, I neglected the garden because, well, it was a flooded rice paddy. The asparagus back there just went nuts. Now, in years past, I've used those worthless little things they market as tomato cages. You know, they're about 2 foot tall.
And, yeah, those are no good.
Yeah, they're totally worthless. And I bought them years ago when I first started out, but I had them and I hate to throw them away. So what I've done with them is I've used them to support things like the asparagus because it tends to get a little spindly. My question is, it's way spindly. Can I whack all that down? Am I going to destroy? I need to get it under control.
It's one of the things that I recommend. I've already cut mine all the way back to the ground once, and I'm about to do it a second time. What you do when you do that, especially if you continue to feed with organic fertilizers and compost and Garrett juice and everything, you don't hurt the. I've found this out from personal trial and error. You don't hurt next year's crop at all. In fact, if anything, it may be even better. I've been astounded at what tremendous size spears that I've had after cutting back all the way to the ground and letting a second and a third crop come up. Now, I wouldn't do it more than that. Each time you do it, you're going to have the risk of taking away a certain amount of energy from the stored, you know, the underground part of the plant. But if you do it once right now, especially if the top's not doing all that great anyway, I think you'll have a real good second crop. But be sure to put out organic fertilizer, and if you put a little more compost or a partially composted mulch on the top of it, drench it real well with Garrett Juice Pro or Garrett Juice Plus, any of those, your own version, I think you'll have a real nice second crop.
Okay. One last question?
Mm-hmm.
Snails.
Oh, yeah. They've been bad this year for me. Me too.
I walked up this morning to get the newspaper, and as I walked back in, my house is on a conventional foundation, you know, concrete up and then wood frame siding.
Well, let me tell you real quick, I got a break. Spray coffee all over the place. I don't like that. Put out lava sand all over the place. I don't like that. Hot pepper, garlic pepper tea. But the commercial product that'll do it for sure is called Sluggo. I'll be back, Howard Garrett, right after this. Don't go away.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And before we go to the phone lines, I need to work in real quick something I've said I was going to do. The fertilization with the organic fertilizer, like I said, second major one right now going out. If you do it and the ground's wet, that's fine. If you do it and it rains while you're doing it, that's fine. You don't have the worries about burning or any other issues that you have with the synthetic fertilizers. In fact, it's good to catch a nice rain after putting out the dry organic fertilizer. The liquid, kind of same thing. Foliar feeding can be done when it's misty and overcast. That's the best time to do it. It's when the plants are most receptive to the liquid sprays, the nutrition from that. But also, we recommend putting out the liquid, the Garrett juice mixture, as a drench, especially in potted plants, flowering plants, especially any plants that are heavy feeders, any plants that you are trying to push the production along, food crops or whatever. And in fact, when I go home today, I forgot one of the larger bougainvillea in a pot that I need to do a nice drenching of the pot with the Garrett juice. So that's one thing that you need to be doing kind of on a ongoing basis through the growing season, but right now it's very important to do it, especially the tropicals, the summer color plants, whether they're perennials or annuals. We've had a few insect pests pop up. I've had some pictures sent me of spittle bugs, which looks literally like spittle on the axle of the plants. That's really nothing to worry about. It's more of a curiosity than anything. If you want to, you can do a strong blast of just water or add a little soap to the water, and that'll take care of them. Stink bugs popping up a little bit, and the leaf-footed bugs. The best tool, and believe it or not, this is I'm being truthful here. This is for it really works. Use a small vacuum cleaner, little hand vac that you use around the house. I bought one called the Shark. And if you have any of those kind of insects on plants, just vacuum them up. It also works on ants that have gotten in electrical boxes and things like that. You don't want to be putting dry material, even though it's organic, like DE. I used to do that until somebody said, hey, that's not good for the electrical stuff, or any liquid sprayed in there either. But just vacuum up the ants. They start running around. You'll see them with their eggs in their mouth trying to save the colony that they're trying to set up around the electrical. After you do that a couple of times, they will be gone. You can put out baits also that will help as well, but the vacuuming works better than anything. And then one other quick thing, we have a new feature in the members area. You click on the green button over there on the left-hand side of the homepage, and it takes you to the area that costs a little bit. It's a members area that is the only place that on the website that costs anything at all, but there's a whole lot of stuff there that's not in the very deep part of the public side. And the new feature there is a slideshow of Easter Island, a trip that we took a few years ago, Logan and Judy and I took. And I've been wanting to do it for a long time because it's such a fascinating place. I had a friend down in Houston that went on a trip to Easter Island, he and his son, and we were kind of sharing information about it. It's hard to get to place, very hard to get to. You got to go to Chile and then fly 5 hours from Chile out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But what we have for you is a very, very thorough slideshow of what all's there. And it's 122 shots or so. So if you're a member, check it out. If you're not, you can join very easily there on the website. We have a little tease on it on Facebook, a couple of the shots that I took there. So check it out. Fascinating, fascinating place in a lot of ways. Easter Island. Elaine in Grayford is next up. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Excuse me. We have a peach tree that is loaded with huge peaches.
Terrific.
And that's what we're saying, too. Unfortunately, in the last day or two, one of the branches is cracked. It's still attached. It's cracked about halfway through, and I want to say about, oh, gosh, the branch itself is probably 6 feet long, and it is cracked about 3 feet away from the main trunk, maybe 2 feet away from the main trunk. And it's split. I mean, you can see it's still attached with the bark at the top and the bottom, but it's got a big split in it because of the weight of the peaches.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do? We don't want to lose that branch if we can possibly save it.
A couple of things to do. The best thing long term, I'll be honest with you, but I'll give you another answer too. But the best thing long term would be, after saving this crop, if we can take that limb all the way off.
Really?
And not have to deal with it anymore. On the other hand, if you do want to save it, here's the whole process that we'd go through. First of all, save the crop that we currently have. Are the peaches coming into being ripe right now?
They're pretty darn close. We've been pulling off the ones that the grasshoppers have kind of eaten some of the peel from, and wasps as well. This one, that particular branch, it probably has.
Okay, here's what we do real quick. You can run a bolt through it and cinch it up with a metal bolt real tightly, and then get some duct tape and wrap the duct tape around that. What we're doing with that is a temporary saving of that crop. The other way to go is to do the bolt, but not the duct tape. Instead of duct tape, do burlap soaked in what's called the tree trunk goop. The formula is on our website, under guides right on the home page. It's a mixture of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. Smear it all in there, work it into the cracks, cinch it up really tight with the bolt, wrap the burlap soaked in this stuff around the limb. That's the way you might completely save the limb. But to save it for this crop, duct tape is the way to go. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.